Jesse Nelson Gruden would often say. Tausch says, I am looking at this photograph of Team Europe. They've got like the white zip-ups with the green and yellow trim along with their cheese heads, and then they've got what appears to be like baseball-style hats that are green. There he is. You can see the picture on PGA Tour. At PGA Tour on Twitter. This is pretty savvy to get people to come along for the ride, including certain relatives of someone who is actually playing for Team USA today as a celebrity in the Junior Ryder Cup. Tausch, I don't know who gets credit for this. Maybe it's Max's new buddy, Harrington, but it really is savvy. I'll give him that. That's a way to win over minds and hearts in the foreign land that you're taking on the U.S.
No, it is really smart. I think a lot of times you come in and you embrace, being the underdog, and they're going to be booed, and that's just how the Ryder Cup goes. But I'll say this, again, Max is now definitely a little less. People like it when you connect with them, and they're coming in wearing the green and gold, obviously understanding that the Packers, the color scheme and getting the cheese heads going, getting people to maybe think twice, get them on board, at least for the practice rounds. I think it's genius. I don't think it's going to really matter a ton because Everybody is still going to be all in, but it ain't dumb, and it's a smart marketing ploy by Padraig to try and soften up this going to be heavily pro-USA Ryder Cup crowd.
I want to get to the level of excitement and enthusiasm people are feeling as the Ryder Cup gets closer here, obviously, and you're there today, and as the competition gets ready to happen, because it was delayed by a year. But you usually, when you send a text message, this is a little glimpse inside the preparation, I used air quotes there, on Wilde and Tausch. But you have an inkling, a feeling, a vibe that the Packers are going to make a trade. Is this based on anything other than the little twinkling feeling that you're getting in your whatever you're getting?
Were you about to say a tinkling feeling?
He did. He was going to tinkle. I just got, because the approach is different than what we're accustomed to seeing, and after 2 weeks, you've kind of noticed where this thing's trending, and I think Goody knows this is a team that can win a Super Bowl, but he knows he needs a horse. He needs another horse, and there are going to be some players. So I just, I took it upon myself, since nobody else does research for me, to research a little bit last night. And I sent the names of guys, because you're not going to get a young stud pass rusher. Nobody's going to give those guys up unless you're John Gruden out in Las Vegas.
Then try and get it back.
Look at teams that you think are going to struggle, and their veteran players are in the last year of their deal. Who are those guys? And I have earmarked a few. And Jesse, I sent you the list last night so you don't have to dig and make your life a living hell. There were five or six players on this list. Initially, coming into the season, Chandler Jones wanted to be traded. He wanted a new contract. But Arizona believes they're a winner. They're going to have to, they're obviously going to play the Packers. He would be somebody that I would have loved to have seen Green Bay make a move at. But now with the Za'Darius Smith situation kind of playing itself out, I look at them saying, we're either going to go get a corner or we're going to go get an impact pass rusher. Because that's I think what this team is going to need to get over the top. And there is a list. And Jesse, can you give me the names of those people that I sent to you on the list last
night? I sure can, and because you sent it last night, I was able to get back from my little day off early and prepare some special music to run through on this segment.
Oh.
How about
that joke never gets old.
Green Bay Packers adding Calais Campbell to the roster. Tausch, why you say this name?
Okay, so Calais Campbell's with the Ravens, I believe, correct? And I think when you start looking at the Ravens are going to be a contender, but They're beat up. And trade deadline's later than it's ever been. I think it's 7 or 8 weeks. I don't think Calais Campbell's going to be at the top of my list of guys, but he is an interior guy, strong, provides a pass rush from the inside, which, you know, until we start seeing something from Kingsley, my guy, or Kenny, that is going to be something I think Goody has his radar up. He is looking right now. Okay, who is going to kind of be in that sell mode, and when can we go pounce to get somebody? I don't think it's going to be Calais Campbell because I think the Ravens are a team that can still get it done, at least in their minds. But he's somebody I looked at. His contract is up. He would be somebody I'd love to see Green Bay go and look at.
He's 35 years old. Does that factor in for you at all?
Jason, normally I wouldn't even say this is going to be something Green Bay looks at. But their approach is just different.
It's a rental anyway, that's fine.
This is what all-in looks like. This is the most all-in we've seen a Packer organization go, really, since Ron Wolf went and got Keith Jackson and Andre the Bad Moon Rising and all. This is what this season feels like to me. All-in. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if my All-Pro, Pro Bowl, Hall of Fame quarterback is going to be back. I want to dump everything out and then let me reset in March. Calais Campbell would do that.
How about next up, Dante Fowler, outside linebacker of the Atlanta Falcons. He's only 27.
Yeah, I like this move a lot. This would be one I would be all in on because if you remember, high pick, Jacksonville, I believe, traded him to the Rams.
He did.
Young player that has some wiggle and jiggle and can get to the quarterback. Not overly expensive. I would be on board with this, and the Falcons stink. They are going to be in tear down, burn this place down mode, reset. Don't be, because normally I'd say it has to be on the other side. It's got to be an AFC team. The Falcons, they're not very good. And I think you're going to see that more and more. That is a team I'd be pouncing at. He is a younger pass rush type player that would fit beautifully with Green Bay. Bring him in if it's at all possible.
27 years old, has bounced around a little bit more than you would expect for such a high pick.
This is strictly a rental, Jason. This is rental. And you know what? Who knows? Young player that maybe this scheme and this situation fits him.
Sure.
And we want to keep him around. It's not going to be a ton. You're not going to have to pay up to get him.
Quickly, before Jesse gets to the next person on your list, does this also include dealing Za'Darius Smith for a draft pick and getting him off your roster if you don't think he's going to play for you?
I don't know if he's going to be healthy to play. I don't think we know this scenario. They know. I think Goody has a great idea what he's going to be getting. I don't think they're going to trade him, but I'm not going to be shocked if they do. And I don't know if he's going to play. I don't know where he's at headspace-wise. But you bet. And let me tell you another thing. Adding another pass, Za'Darius Smith, if he does come back, he can provide that wiggle in the middle of this defense. He's rushed over guards and done a fantastic job. If you remember the Minnesota Vikings game up there, I think it was last year, dominated that game on the inside. So, still, no big deal. I'd love to see him. I just want him to be... I'm always an advocate of this trade deadline because a player can put you over the top.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be he's going to come in and be a big-time contributor. One or two games. Somebody that can come in and make one or two big plays in a big game, you want it to be a veteran player, not a young guy.
All right, Jesse, who else does Tausch have on his list?
Another defensive end from the Houston Texans, Whitney Mercilus. Tausch,
Texans are going to stink. Texans are going to stink. He's in the last year of his deal. He is a pass rusher. He can come in and do a lot of different things, and he'll be cheap. I think Houston will probably get rid of him at the end of this to somebody. Maybe Green Bay is aggressive and goes and gets this done earlier because you get a lot of pent-up demand right at that trade deadline. Right now, you need a pass rush guy. Right now, because Za'Darius is out another couple weeks. Maybe that pushes Za'Darius into coming back a little sooner, too. There's a lot of reasons that would make a ton of sense, but the main reason, I think the Texans will be in sell mode. They're going to want draft picks. Green Bay is in a position that they can do it. I like him as another option.
Whitney Mercilus, in his 10th season with the Texans, But sell mode makes a lot of sense for that team. I would agree. He's the name that, when you sent this list, jumped off the list to me.
Jumps out to me, though. I have the name that I'm most excited about, and you have not gotten to it yet, Jesse.
Well, there are two more names from your list, Tausch. They are both veteran corners. I, for one, think the Packers are just fine at the corner position and have nothing they need to address whatsoever the remainder of this year. However,
Kevin King fan that, Jesse.
If you have two veteran corners that could be on the market, Stephon Gilmore from the New England Patriots.
Right there is who I want. I think from a veteran standpoint, you got Stokes. Yeah. Don't chagrin your head at
Are
me.
Are they getting rid Stephon of him? Gilmore.
Who?
The Patriots.
He's unhappy with his deal. He sat out a ton of training camp. He's in the last year of his deal. The Patriots, typically, you don't think they're going to be afraid to dump a guy? They've traded guys. Lawyer Malloy, they've cut. They've gotten rid of Richard Seymour and traded him. If the Patriots don't feel like they're going to get it done, Gilmore is still a really good player. And across from Jaire Alexander, all of a sudden you're looking like, man, a position of weakness is now a monster position of strength. You still can utilize Kevin King however you want, but not as much. Stokes gets that time to grow into it. I am all in. This is who I would, as much as I really want to go get a pass rusher, Gilmore is the guy that would excite me the most if I'm a Packer fan. If you could lure him over, because all of a sudden you're really vibing with what this defense could do if you get another stud corner to come in and play. It's a one-year rental. I get that. You're going to have to give up a third-round pick, but you'll also get a compensatory pick next year when you get him after he leaves as a free agent.
So you've decided that instead of trying to rush the quarterback, you're just going to improve coverage and live with the fact that your pass rush won't be good enough?
I'm still worried about the Za'Darius Smith part of this is what... But of all the players I gave you guys last night, like to have all of them, Gilmore, I think, is the best player available, and I think that he is gettable. I think New England would trade him.
All right, so that's your dream scenario. That's the guy you want.
I'm not going to go so far as dream, but that's who I think can make a monster
trade
impact
in this list. You had one other defensive back on your list, though, and it was Joe Haden. Would you settle for Joe Haden? Are the Steelers going to be in sell mode, you think?
What do you think? Does that team look like it's on its way?
I don't know.
TJ
they won
Watt,
in the first week,
out.
Didn't they?
Devin Bush, out. Joe Hayden's been injured. Ben Roethlisberger looks like it's that hill is declining quickly. Yeah. I would take Joe Haden also. I think whatever you can get a better deal on. But both of those, I think, would come in and be very helpful to what you're trying to get done in Green Bay. I think because of the mode that this team is in, I think it's more likely this year than ever that they will be aggressive and they will make a push because they know they need another player on that side of the ball. For as stacked as I thought they were, I think they need another guy.
Well, we know that if they get Stephon Gilmore at the trade deadline, you will be raising a silver can with a big blue mountain and toasting yourself for being ahead of the curve with the idea, and that'll be, of course, with a Coors Light.
Coors Light, it's always Coors Light, brewed in the Rocky Mountains, 1978. It is refreshing, it is crisp, and it's only 102 calories. On at the Ryder Cup, going to be Coors Lights flowing everywhere because everybody's down here to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Golden, Colorado.
Tausch continues from the Ryder Cup. We'll get ready to talk to Uncle Homer, and I'll get ready for my COVID test. We continue next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Tito's Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Find recipes and learn about their story at titosvodka.com.
Cup, where Tausch will get to play today. He's not nervous. He's ready to go. He's excited. And we're excited for him. Have you met any of your teammates yet? Have they come through, like, where you are, or no?
No, I'm literally sitting in a, like, the media, I don't know if you call it the media center, I guess is what you'd call it.
Oh, sure.
So, no, I have not. Well, we're going to sit down and break bread, have a little grass and butter, probably around 11:30. So I'm going to be bounced. I'm going to be checking out a little early today, since Jesse's been checking out and you've been checking out. Figure I'm going to check out a little early today.
Wait.
Seem reasonable? Yeah.
Sure. We definitely support you whenever you check out early, and we're excited for our Delzer Lithograph Ryder Cup giveaway as well. Delzer is a full-service commercial print leader dedicated to providing premium experiences for brands pursuing excellence in design, print, and fulfillment. They've been in the industry for 72 years, earning themselves a reputation for flexibility, attentiveness, and high-quality results. Their team of industry experts respect details and solve problems to make sure that each customer's design, print, and fulfillment is done right, all under one roof. Why settle for par when you can make an easy birdie with Delzer? Visit Delzer.com to learn more. That's Delzer Lithograph, commercial print done right. And we're excited to have them sponsoring our coverage of the Ryder Cup. All right, Tausch, you're going to get Stephon Gilmore. We're excited for you to make that trade happen. If it doesn't, for some reason, and, you know, hey, the Randy Moss trade didn't happen while you were a player. The Tony
but
Gonzalez
Jason,
trade didn't
you
happen.
Will you agree with me in the fact that the mind of why I think this is more feasible than it's been in the past? Remember a couple years ago I wanted Emmanuel Sanders. He ended up going to San Francisco. San Francisco made the Super Bowl. Whatever. I'm not saying that I was right or wrong. It is
right.
What it is.
You were right.
In this case, I just think the way everything is played out, you're 40-some million over the cap, right? And you have this unique situation that you're dumping everything into. I feel like Goody's going to be more aggressive than what we're accustomed to seeing, and it's going to be time. It's time to make a push. And I don't care who it ends up being. Bring in a really good football player on the defensive side of the ball, and let's see what happens. That's not going to be a bad thing.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I don't need. You know what? Get rid of your third round pick. The third round picks have not worked out. Take a third round pick and go find one of these guys you can go get. How's that? You on board?
So I want to be clear. I'm not pushing back.
Are you on board?
I'm not pushing back on you.
Go ahead, push. I'll lean right into you. Think I'm scared of you pushing on me a little bit? No,
I'm not scared of you
right
at all. I'm not pushing back on you for the idea of acquiring someone of name recognition and quality at the trade deadline. I don't think Stephon Gilmore is going to be the guy. But I think you're exactly right when it comes to the idea of them making a move at the trade deadline. They've got, I believe, $6 million in cap space that they've created that's available to them. So they have position themselves to acquire a player that could help them and someone whose name you would recognize. Now, I tend to think that your idea of Dante Fowler playing for a team that stinks, that would love to get a draft pick, makes more sense, especially since I am a doubter on whether Za'Darius Smith is going to help this team again. I just am.
No, no, no. Not is he going to help. Is he going to play again for us?
Yeah. He may not play in Green Bay, but that's what I'm saying, is that if he doesn't play, then he's not going to help them. And so the only way he's going to help them is if that turns out to be the scenario, they trade him.
Hey, I'm not sitting here saying if I had my druthers, and I do, I would love to see them go get a outside linebacker pass rusher. That's what I would love to see. But all pro stud corners, and granted, Gilmore's aging. He's not as great. A couple years ago, he was the best corner in the league.
He was.
Probably not there now, but I think Packer fans would say, boy, I'd like to see him out there instead of Kevin King or a rookie in Stokey. Now, what? Maybe I'm wrong. I would love that, but I would love to see an impact player come through the pipe here, and let's see what this team can do with him. That's what I'd like to see.
Well, Jesse, as you well know,
so if we poll this, Jason, if we poll this, we put it in no trade, DB corner or outside linebacker corner. I think outside linebackers are going to run away with it. I think Packer fans want to see a trade. I think they want something done.
Do fans ever not want to see a trade?
Sure. I don't think any. It's a good question. I think if you're stacked, I don't think they do.
I don't think anybody thinks they're stacked, even though you told us this team was stacked many times. I don't think defensively they feel like they're stacked right now without Za'Darius Smith. When you made that comment,
I think that's fair.
You didn't know that Za'Darius Smith's situation was going to play out the way it has.
Fair.
Jesse, you looked like you wanted to say something. You were like leaning into the microphone, your lips were pursed, and then you didn't say anything. Everything okay?
Yeah, pure coincidence. I was just sipping my coffee, I suppose. I think Tausch may be underestimating how many Packers fans want to see the change at corner, more so than with the pass rush. It's kind of, in my mind, it's kind of 6-1, half a dozen to another, because either improving the pass rush will alleviate some of the pressure on corner, or if your corners are better, then your pass rush has a better chance to get to the quarterback. So, like, I think improving either position obviously dramatically would help the team defensively. Personally, you know my stance. I'd rather see a corner come in. What my question for you would be, what's easier for a mid-season trade where you're learning a new playbook and becoming part of a new system? Is it easier for Stephon Gilmore to play corner with the Packers, or is it easier for Whitney Mercilus to rush the quarterback?
It's obviously going to be easier. You say, all right, you're going to come in and rush the passer. There's not a ton that you need to do there. But you're not reinventing the wheel here. You're going to go put Stephon Gilmore out there. He's going to understand what coverages are. He'll get this quick. It's not some monster transition. You know, everybody in the NFL does the same stuff. It's just a matter of how you're going to go about doing it. It's not. He's been around long enough. He's seen and heard everything, especially with Belichick, you know, having as much time with him. But it's obviously going to be easier immediately just to say, you know, Witt, line up, beat that tackle, go make a play. That's going to be easier than say, all right, cover this, and you got to pass this off, and you got to do this. But I'm not afraid of Stephon Gilmore picking that up at all.
No, and nor you shouldn't be. So you're not reinventing the wheel, but Aaron's has really reinvented the snowblower, and if you're not ready for winter, you need to be. And don't wait until it's too late, like I did a couple of years ago when it snowed on Halloween. So if you're a do-it-yourself type and you can do it yourself, I am not, but make sure you have tuned up your Aaron snow thrower. And if you're not and you're more like me, well, then you better schedule a tune-up with your local Aaron's dealer. And if you don't have an Aaron's snow thrower in your garage, what are you waiting for? Don't wait until the snow flies. Don't get stuck shoveling when that first storm arrives. Visit your local Aaron's dealer to check out the newest models and find the one that will fit your needs and your budget. We can't wait for the snow because we've got Aaron's in our corner, and we appreciate them supporting this show the way they do. We love having them on board. Visit Aaron's.com to find out more. Homer will join Tausch. I will go get my COVID test here at Lambeau Field, and we'll continue next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
There's a story circulating. The details aren't exact, but it's accepted quasi-scientific fact.
Well, the Tausch is back here. I am up at Whistling Straits for the 43rd Ryder Cup. I'll be teeing off at 1:15 today. Going to bring home a championship with a bunch of American juniors. And nothing junior about this guy. Host of the Pack Attack with myself. Also, Homer and Tony, 2-4. Down at 94.5, it is Steve the Homer True. Steven, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I like your desperation. For someone who picked the Packers to win the Super Bowl,
desperation.
It's clearly obvious to you and everyone else that it can't get done unless they make a
No.
Isn't that what this is about?
Desperate? Just wait. Now all of a sudden trading for somebody is desperation? I want the team to win. And I recognize...
You need somebody good. You didn't just say trade for someone. What were the phrases you used? Yeah. Like, really good.
Yeah, you don't want to trade for somebody that's not going to come in and contribute.
Well, no, but I mean, if you're going to go do this, go do it. Really good to do what you think they can do, right? I mean, that's...
No, I think they can get this done even if not, but what I was trying to say was... This is going to help. And after watching 2 weeks, which is a small sample size, pass rush, which was the big concern, if you remember, I did say this, the pass rush is a big concern, and Za'Darius Smith is not playing, it is time for us to start thinking about, we're going to go all in. Goody's going it. He's done it. He's pushed all of his chips in the middle. Now it's time to go to the old teller. Get one more note and say, all right, I need a little bit more. My hand is good, but I want to make it even a little bit better. I'm going to buy a wild card. And my wild card is either Stephon Gilmore. I'm fine with Merciless. I'm fine with a rush guy. That's not a crazy thing to say.
No, especially when that's not actually what, you know, I mean, that's Rodgers sees the same thing. That's why he wants to get the ball right away to get the lead. Because he didn't want to play from behind all the time, knowing that the other team's going to score on their defense. If you want to take a poll, people want Joe Barry to be fired. They don't want an additional player added to the team.
I mean, I know people overreact, and I know you're one of these guys. You have been on this from the jump.
I'm early accurate. I object to overreact. I'm early accurate, just as I was on Sternberger. Let's have Jason call in. I overreacted when I said, there's nothing there. And, of course, it was not overreaction. It was early accurate. But go
ahead. So if you had to choose, as we sit here now, you can pick up an impact player, a defensive back, a outside rush guy, or you fire the defensive coordinator. Not even know who you're going to get. You want to fire the defensive coordinator.
Now, and they need a pass rusher more than a cornerback. The cornerback is just not going to help unless you get a better pass rush there. They were checking. I didn't know if it was accurate that Goff actually went to the bathroom and then came back into the game and no one noticed. Did they get that confirmed?
No, Steve. Oh, okay. That's not confirmed. Right. That is not confirmed, but
you have these trolls like Rodgers talks about, and you just never know what they might be saying.
Yeah, are you a troll?
No.
Do you think he's talking about you?
No, this is what I dislike about Aaron Rodgers. Dick Rodgers. Sage or Michael Finley. What are we? Kindergarten kids that we can't handle the truth. You want to go after somebody, give their name. You've spent your life hiding behind everything you say.
That's not what I mean. He was obviously, it wasn't just him though. It's the Oreos. It's the CBS crew. That one person, yes, J. Mike, no doubt. That was at the top of his mind. But he also heard what the CBS guys said. You know, Bill Cowher, Nate Burleson. They also said it. Florio. It is also, I think he just despises, I think, old school media. I think he's sick and tired of guys that I don't think he thinks know anything about football. I'm not saying he said it about Bill Cowher, but I think he's just sick of it. And he wanted to make sure you knew it by letting him know that this is how I feel.
And, of course, not mentioning anybody's name. Just randomly do it. When the guy at the top of the list is JerMichael Finley, we know he is. You know he is. Everybody knows he is. It's the life of Aaron Rodgers. I get to say what I want, but I say it through other people. Or when I say it, I don't have the guts to mention who the person is. Richard Dick Rodgers never disappoints. Why does he do this stuff? So, he's way better and smarter than this. Hey, here, I'll be Aaron Rodgers. JerMichael, come on. I like you. You're a teammate. Just cut it out. You haven't been around me in 10 years. Why can't he say that?
Okay, Aaron, I won't. I'll cut it out. Thanks. Am I supposed to be J-Mike in that case, or is it?
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I guess I just don't get, because it feels like he doesn't care. I mean, that's the kind of what he wants you to think, but he obviously does care, and he does hear it because he continues to talk about it.
Yeah, I would defer to you on that. Everybody talks about players that like to find things to motivate themselves, and they find negative stuff. And it's easier now than ever with social media and Twitter. Every day you can just find someone to use it. And that may be the case. I don't know. Do you think that's the case? Have you had players that look for negative stuff to fire themselves up? Because that could certainly be it.
I do think that every athlete is always looking. You don't ever want to get content. You don't ever want to kind of be fat and happy. You always want that, you know, extra motivation, whether it's coming from people that you can't stand or if it's just coming from, you know, the normal fan. There's always that, how do I get my next edge? And I think that's what everybody, whether it's Tom Brady, you know, and when he talks, he still mentions, these guys didn't want me last year when I was a free agent. So that's always at the top of guys' list. What was your big, besides the defense and Joe Barry, what were your other big takeaways from Monday night?
They're going to run a kickoff. They're going to have a kickoff return for a touchdown this year. That's
Hill?
Again, early accurate. Early accurate. That's Homer. Okay. EA. That should be my nickname. Homer, EA. Early accurate. Yeah. I want that kid to return every kickoff. How long has it been since you wanted a Packer guy to return a kickoff because you thought he might run it back? I got him for one. Will you give me 10-1 like I got from Ben Brust on the no-hitter?
No. You're right. EA. I still you ended up giving me – what did you end up giving me on our $100 bet? I think it was ended up being fifth. It should be up after that Saints game at 20-1, but we'll have to figure that out.
I'd have to look. I think it's 10-1.
No. I never agreed to 10. I always wanted 15.
You did. I got it on the
set. We still got to figure that out. Yeah. So, Homer, on the landscape of – you've been covering Wisconsin sports now for a long time. I'm not going to make the cheap age joke.
Since 1980, and then I was, of course, a great athlete at Wisconsin in the 70s. Most people forget about that because it isn't true.
It's true. I know. Yeah, I know I forgot about it. When you start looking at this week's landscape – everything going on, has there been a better week when you start factoring everything in? Brewers homestand.
Oh, yeah.
Notre Dame-Wisconsin game.
This week
Ryder
has no
Cup.
Chance of being the best week. Zero chance.
Why? Why would you say that?
The Milwaukee Bucks are world champions. They did it at home.
That's another piece of it.
This is
Fiddling the Diddlin'.
There's a new standard.
Fiddling the Diddlin'? No, but you have to look comprehensively.
That's what Johnny Most called when you had the ball out near midcourt. You know, he didn't care what happens. Yeah, the Celtics are just fiddling diddling. Then all right, now to have a check in the corner into the basket. Russell dunks. Celtics are up 8. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying, look at this from a comprehensive standpoint. The fact that the golf world eyes are on us. I know you said the Bucks won a championship. That's great. That was one day. That was a big deal.
That was a whole week. That was at home. It was that one day. But I can't. It has no chance to get to that level. But other than that, you know, Notre Dame, Wisconsin.
If you were saying
nothing,
like non-championship sports weeks.
This is pretty high. The Brewers trump everything. It's not even close. Brewers clinch the division. It beats the Ryder Cup by fivefold, tenfold. Ryder Cup's nice to have, and it's great for Cole and all this stuff. But in terms of, you know, sports fans in the state, Ryder Cup and the Brewers winning the division.
It's a great ad. But my point is, it's a great ad. You have everything you want. You got two Packer games. You got the Notre Dame Wisconsin game. They haven't played Notre Dame since I think the 50s. I don't remember what year that was that they last played. You got the Ryder Cup.
Huge.
Brewers at home. You got everything. All right, Jason's going to join us. We're going to come back. Homer, you can stick around for one more second.
By the way, we need to check with Jason on early accurate again about Jay Sternberger because I may have forgotten all the heat I took for overreacting early, saying he's never going to be any good.
Yeah, well, Homer, I'm trying to get to break, and then you can take that up with Jason.
Sorry.
He's going to be back next segment. Is that okay with that?
Homer, can I finish? I just want to hear
you know what? Every time
Rogers.
I get... Okay, we'll get to that. Every time I'm on with Homer, I always need a nice little mixer of Tito's. And today, it's a little bit chillier out. I'm going to get cranberry. I'm going to muddle some cranberries. I'm going to have me one of those after we go out and win our 11-hole championship here at the Ryder Cup. Tito's handmade vodka, distilled in Austin, Texas, gluten-free. Visit titosvodka.com for other recipes crafted to be savored responsibly. All right, we're going to have Homer and Jason join us when we come back. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
There's a story circulating, the details aren't exact, but it's accepted quasi-scientific fact, because he's proven it again and again. Favre is an alien. They say he's from the south, home of football's biggest stars. Like, sure, you're from the south, Brett. The south of Mars.
The south of Mars.
Yes, he's proven it again and again. Brett Favre.
Homer True is on the show again.
Brett, continuing with Uncle Homer.
I mean, I'm not continuing with him because I missed the first portion of his conversation with Tausch while I was getting my nose swabbed, but I am ready to go now. And Homer, from what I heard as I returned to my seat here at my office at Lambeau Field, you were taking yet another victory lap on being right on Jay Sternberger. Am I allowed to join you on that? Because I said the same thing from the very beginning.
Yeah, I just wanted, I always get my Packer accuracy from you that that I am correct and that I very, very early stated the guy's no good. He's never going to be any good. Because at the time, people always say it's overreaction, as Tausch did. And I said, no, I prefer to be viewed as early accurate, EA. Sometimes I'm early inaccurate, but this is not about overreaction when you are correct. And I wanted to honor all the other people who said the same thing.
No. You also, you've said some other crazy outlandish things that haven't been accurate, and then you never come back and say, boy, I was wrong on that.
Sure,
it's only when you get it right that you actually...
I do.
No, it is.
I don't hide anything. No, it's just not the case, but I'll admit when I'm wrong.
If you say so.
It happens so seldom that you forget those few times.
Yes, sure, that's what it is. But you were right about Jay Sternberger. As many others were.
Josh Jackson also is in that list.
Yeah,
but I don't know. That was, you know,
yeah,
how many times? Come on, give him a little more time. He stinks. He can't play.
So, yeah, he was a really good player at Iowa. I think.
Yeah, I feel like you didn't think Corey Linsley was going to be good at center, though, and he turned out to be
never. I've never commented on.
No, I think I remember.
I did also accurately, though. I don't take credit. You can check the tape. Go to WisconsinOnDemand.com. T-Buck, 54 himself, Terrell Buckley, who's now a coach at Mississippi, predicted how good Newman would be. And I, of course, stole it from him and now take some credit for it.
I don't know how good he's been. He's been okay, but
he's starting as a rookie. He's pulling a Tausch.
Starting as a rookie.
He ain't pretty good, Tausch, yet. Yeah,
not yet, but I'm saying at the beginning, no one thought he was going to start.
What did you say about T-Buck in 1992?
I was way off.
Oh, you know he was on the Troy Vincent
train. Worst calls ever.
No.
I mean, I was there with Pat Sheridan. It's funny you bring this up. And actually, I think Bob Costas might have been there. We were at a bar in Milwaukee. And I was shocked they didn't take Troy Vincent. Never understood.
Just you, Bob Costas, and who else?
What?
What, you, Bob
Costas was doing something at this place with Euchre. They were doing, I had nothing to do with any of that. But I'm saying, I was shocked they didn't take Troy Vincent. And, of course, it was impossible to blame Ron Wolf for everything because I'm a sheep for him, like David Stearns. And then Cliff Kristol gave me the story on that he took Buckley because he thought Buckley would add a little something to the locker room, that there was a lack of some charisma. They were all a bunch of blank, blank. I can't use the two words. That.
Okay.
So once I understood that, I mean, and I didn't understand who T-Buck was, that he was a grinder, and that his stats were actually better than I thought. So I was wrong on T-Buck.
Huh. Just out of curiosity, if someone famous is at a location that you are at, and have nothing to do with you. Can you say you were there with them? Because you kind of made it sound like you were there with
Bob Costas.
No, I thought I clarified that. I mean, if it came out that way initially, didn't I just clarify it?
That is how it came out initially.
I do have a picture of Bob, young Bob Costas from, he signed something for me. Does that count?
I guess.
Did he have conjunctivitis at that point or not?
I don't even know what that is. What is conjunctivitis?
Pink eye.
It's a scientific term for pink
eye. No, but the picture I have, he looks like he's 12 years old. When he was 12, he must have looked like a newborn. I don't, but anyway, I do not take credit for, it was odd that he was there. And I had no interaction with Bob Costas. And there's no connection there whatsoever.
All right. Thank you for clarifying that. Anything else, since I don't know what you and Tausch talked about, and I know Tausch needs to
everybody's trying to cover up for the defense they realize is not good enough for them to win a Super Bowl, especially if you pick them to win the Super Bowl. And this all started with, and I would like both of your thoughts on this, Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play and get the ball when they're behind every game, and so he is now, for the first time in his career, suggested not doing what he's always done, and that is wanting to defer to the second half because he's already sick and tired, and he knows it's going to happen all year, that they're going to get the ball for the first time when they're behind, and that puts undue pressure, and it'd be better if the defense maybe got the ball when they were ahead. But he knows that it's not a good thing if every time you get the ball to start a game, you're behind, which is likely to occur in significant contests if they defer all the time.
So,
do you agree with my theory?
As the avid reader that you are of the Wisconsin State Journal and Madison.com, I'm sure you saw there our story today about the idea of no longer deferring. And as you point out, under Matt LaFleur, the Packers have won the toss 18 times in the 38 games that they've played, and they have deferred single time they've won the toss.
So
Aaron Rodgers,
Jason,
though,
who makes the call on that? Is that going to be now? Is Aaron going to decide whether or not they take the ball, or is that Matt's job?
No, yeah, I think that's still
Rodgers.
I think that's still the head coach's decision. But Aaron did suggest that, and Homer. Just to follow up on what you said, in 2016, when they went on their run, when they ran the table with those eight games, that was when Aaron Rodgers also departed from the defer so you could try for a double up concept and instead said, we need to get the ball first. Mike McCarthy at the time agreed, and they ended up doing that, and it obviously, they think, helped them during that run. So once again, while your facts aren't completely right, they're pretty close, and I do think that that's something that's going to be talked about this week, especially for Matt LaFleur, who has never, ever taken the ball first after winning a toss as the Packers head coach. Homer?
By the way, in 2016, proving Guinness right, they gave up 388 points. Which is why he wanted the ball first, because he didn't want to be found all the time. The question will be, can this Packer team hold the opposition to 388 points?
We'll find out together as the season goes
on. There's 17 games, too. You forgot. Yeah,
I got a good point. To average, to an average is the same. Not total points. Can't do that anymore. You're right. Will they average more?
But once they get Gilmore. Game? Yeah, once they trade for Gilmore, yeah, I think they can. They can go underneath that.
Game changer.
Yeah.
All right, Homer, thanks.
I know you're late.
Bye. Yeah, exactly. We are. We have Tausch for a little while longer before he joins the Junior Ryder Cup team and plays his, what did you say, 11 holes?
Yeah.
11 holes for Tausch.
Yeah, 1 and 9, and then the back 9. So 9 plus 2 is still 11, I believe.
It is indeed. We will talk about that. And where is your enthusiasm level for the Ryder Cup, which kicks off here this week at Whistling Straits in Haven? We'll talk about that to kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. Stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.